So we're holding a simon chaf hey siftes. Also, the hafzik b'diber bein tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel rosh. Person, you cannot interrupt between the two brachas, or the two acts of putting it on. V'im hafzik b'varach al shel rosh al mitzvah tefillin. So the mechaber shita is that the only time you make the bracha al mitzvah tefillin, normally a person only makes one bracha according to the Shulchan Aruch. And the bracha of the Hanech Tefillin goes for the Shayad and the Shorosh. If he did speak between the Shayad and Shorosh, instead of repeating the bracha of the Hanech Tefillin the second time, instead what he does, he makes the bracha of Amitzes Tefillin. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch, that you only make one bracha normally. Comes to the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Ludidan, according to our opinion, the way we do things, the Noegin, Levorach Shtei Brachas, that we always make two brachas. We make the bracha of Hanech Tefillin on the Shayad, so what happens when you speak in between the Shayad and the Shorosh? Afim lo hifsik. We make two brachas. Afim lo hifsik. Sorach l'lachshu l'varach l'shorosh l'honich l'gam al mitzvahs. So in that situation where a person spoke between the Shayad and the Shorosh, the pshat is when we make two brachas according to our minig, the bracha of the Netzvon goes on both. And besides the Chazal, because the Shorosh, besides the fact that it is a continuation of the Shayad, it's also a separate mitzvah like we spoke about. It's different than tzitzis that all the four tzitzit are ma'ak of each other, but over here each tefillah is not ma'ak of the other. Both, each one, if one personally has one of the two tefillah, and he still puts on that tefillah. So therefore, doing the same as it twice, you make one bracha. So that way we spoke, but the person shechs twice, he doesn't make a bracha each time, as long as he doesn't speak in between, he'll make the bracha of b'tzivan o'al shechita for multiple shechitas. Kisi Adam, for multiple Kisi Adam. But it's the exact same mitzvah. For our minhag is, because it's a different mitzvah, it's a mitzvah putting on tefillin, but it's a different mitzvah, it's a shayal shorosh, we make a separate bracha. But it doesn't mean the first bracha doesn't go on it either. So the person spoke, he has to make two brachas. This way he'll have both brachas going on a shorosh. Chav ches.
Why is it that, according to the way we do it, that we have two brachas for the shayal shorosh? For example, lulav, we make a bracha on tilas lulav, all the four minim, even though it's also separated in the Torah, it enumerates all four, yet we make one bracha for all of them. And tefillin are probably more related, the two tefillin are more related than an esrog and a lulav, separate minim.
It's interesting, that's an interesting question, because the truth is, the dal minim are ma'ak of each other. If a person only has gilam minim, he has no mitzvah at all.
Oh, that's why.
So it's really one mitzvah. Now the truth is, we saw in Hilchos Lulav, there was halacha that if a person wants to, he could make a separate bracha on each part of the netilah, because you don't have to do b'vasachas, you do one after the other. So a person can make a bracha on netilas lulav and on netilas esrog and on netilah. He could do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But we do it once, and we make a bracha on the lulav, which is the ikar, it's the most, the largest, etc. And it has the other meaning with it, etc. But by tefillin, they're really two separate mitzvahs. They're both tefillin, but there is what's unique about if a person only has three minim of the dollar minim, he has no mitzvah derais at all. A person only has a shayyad or shorosh, he has a mitzvah derais of the shayyad or the shorosh. So they are. It is unique in its relationship that there's two mitzvahs. On the other hand, they're one mitzvah. Each one's part of the mitzvah of tefillin. So that's why we have this interesting halacha. We make these multiple brachas.
Okay.
So also lahavse chav ches afilu b'dibur shal mitzvah kagoyin lahashiv shalom la the rabbi b'chol ki agavna. So you don't speak. Why? Even if it's a mitzvah to speak in that situation, kagoyin bracha shen etzricha, you end up with a second bracha which you really shouldn't have needed. Now, so that's if that's the whole reason, it comes out that's only a problem in a case where there's a bracha. Therefore, afilu la'oisin hamanichin tefillin b'chol hamoyed b'li bracha. So see later on that Mishabura advocates that the proper way to deal with tefillin for Chol HaMoed is to put them on without a bracha, because it's machlokes whether you have a chiyuv tefillin, and once that you do, once that you don't. So the most logical thing to do would be to put it on without saying a bracha. There are more holes you put on with a bracha on Chol HaMoed. We'll see later on. The Ramah sheet is that we put on with the bracha. Mishabura says, since it's a machlokes, the logical thing would be to do put it without a bracha. So now I'm putting on tefillin in Chol HaMoed without a bracha. And in the middle, I have an opportunity to speak. Do I have an issur of hefsek? There's no bracha in that situation. Oh, hamanich and tefillin derbeno tam, achashachol tefillin derashi. A person is putting on derbeno tam and tefillin. So he's not making a you don't make a bracha on Ben Altan tefillin. So you're putting on tefillin again. It's a situation putting on tefillin without a bracha. Oh, a third possibility. Shechol tefillin amanaslan lahakaziron. A person took on tefillin, took off the tefillin with the plan with intent to put the mech on. There are more specific based positive than tzarach lachzor the work. In that situation, when you took them off with intent to put them back on, you don't make a new bracha when you put it back on. So you have three situations where you're putting on tefillin without making a bracha. So what's the issue? Is there an issue of hefzik or not? So where we're presenting it originally, the whole problem is because of the bracha chen tzricha lachar. There shouldn't be any issue of hefzik. Filahachi no averi hilahasiach b'nein. It's improper to speak in between. They should be connected together, which means so in other places where it writes lashon, it writes lashon of v'hoyu, which is plural. Over here, it says lashon of v'hoyu. It should be, and it says it, and then it says both. It will be means it's referring to the two of them as one. So we have, in one way, we look at them separate because we look at the two separate mitzvahs. But over here, the pasuk is clearly calling it one, which means you should be putting it on together, not interrupting.
Sorry, what are the three cases?
Kolamoid, Renotam, and the case of a person took off tefillin with intent to replace them. We'll see more details about that one. That's another that's coming up soon.
What?
If a person took up someone with the intent to put him back on. Okay, but Dibur, you can't speak and feel blush on the Kurdish. The reason why he points it out, because if you look at the Shatzion and Chavches, he says, Be'er Sheba u'Poshet. So it's Poshet, why is he writing it? The problem is because there's some people out there who have this mistaken notion that if you speak a lush on a Kurdish, it's not considered a hefzik. So even though it's obvious, it doesn't make it. It's not logical in any way. But that's that never stopped people from coming up with interesting ideas. The Be'er Sheva was the name of the sefer.
Achila also, I feel a house. If someone puts on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, they can't. Talk
they shouldn't be talking while they're putting it on. They shouldn't be talking
because they don't make a separate bracha on Rabbeinu
Tam's. No, they don't make a bracha.
So we're talking about they can't talk after the Rashi tefillin that whole time.
No. We're talking about when you're putting on the Reino Tam. As you're putting on the Reino Tam, you took off your Rashi, you're putting on your Reino Tam.
Oh, during the
as you're putting on the Reino Tam, you shouldn't be speaking in between the two. Shouldn't be any hefzik between the Shalyan and Shalosh.
But on the original bracha of the Rashi tefillin.
You know, that's a good question.
But then how are you allowed to be mafsik at all? Like when you're eating a kazayas and matzah, you can't be mafsik until you finish all the kazayas.
You know, it's a good question. The way most people put on Reino Tam is the way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch is Dikr Pesach is like Rashi. Really, you're with your Rashi tefillin. Since there is Machlokes, it's proper to put on the Reino Tam also. It's not that we have a suffix and we're doing both because of the suffix.
Okay.
So we're not being mocked, but there should be a bracha on the Reino Tam in that situation.
So why are we discussing at all?
But there's a hefsek issue. That's what he's saying. Even though there's no bracha, there's still a hefsek.
So what's the hefsek if there's no bracha?
Because there shouldn't be any interruption. Because the Torah looks at the
act. As a set,
you shouldn't interrupt between the two. Even just not be quietly, the person shouldn't wait too long. Even though he's not losing his focus, because if you're Messiah Das, you need a new bracha. I feel the Ramas Be'enov, Alikrit Betzbaisov, a person is winking, a person is calling with his finger. You shouldn't do that either. The person should be told that it should be one act of putting the two together. It's interesting. The Rambam was asked, are you allowed to kiss your tefillin between the shayad and the shorosh? Even the people have they take out the kiss the tefillin. It's a hefzik. You know, it's very nice you want to kiss yourself, it's better to put them on instead. Rashi says, no, that's the part of the Chiyuv Mitzvah, that's not considered a hafsik.
What about the putting the tefillin on the hand and being mafsik after the sharosh is on? You made the brach on the sharosh.
Even around the fingers?
Yeah.
It's a hard question. I'll get to it in a second.
When would that hafsik be? That's after you put on the sharosh already?
Well,
so you finished that.
Can you wink then? Can you nod then?
So
everything he had to do. I mean,
it's a hard question. I'll tell you what the hard question is. We hold that the mitzvah is that there has to be kshira. So the definition of kshira, the way we'll see it's defined, is that you tie it around the arm. But since tying around the arm over here doesn't hold it in place, it will not stay in place based on that also. We're karach around the fingers. So the minig of the design krichim is not, that's a minig ba'alma. If a person has a short ritzuas, what he would do is he'd put it around here, tie it around here, then he'd take the ritzua, wrap it around his finger, and that's, he was a b'kayim hanochas tefillin. So really the kiyim hanochas tefillin is not until you put it around the finger. So you could argue, therefore, you shouldn't be speaking until you finish. Like any time you don't speak until you finish making the bracha, you shouldn't be speaking until after you do that. Minig Olam is that they're saying Eretzich Le'olam, they're making these Eretzichs over there. Why do they make Eretzichs there? You shouldn't, you know, that's the Minig Olam. They're assuming that now that we do the Kriches, that holds it in place, so this is not Ma'akev. But theoretically, I had a chaver in yeshiva who was analytical from Rabbi Yaakov. And he put on tefillin shayad. Well, he put on tefillin was like this. He put on the shayad, didn't make any kriches, wrapped it around his finger, put on a shorosh, made the bracha and said baruch shem, then undid his finger and did the seven kriches and did it on the finger again. That's how he did it.
That was from his.
I don't know what's from Rabbi Yaakov, but I would assume it's that's where he got it from, you know, because that which makes a lot of sense. You finish the act of the hanach on the yad, and you need to do the hanach on the rosh. Why does everybody else not do like that? I don't do like that either. But, you know, it's a, I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't have a good answer to the question.
But by the Sfardim, the Lehaniach, doesn't that cover the shoulders also? So with
again, it's the same problem, but you still, and that's finished when you wrap around your finger.
But you wouldn't want, in the case, if you're making one bracha to cover both, you wouldn't want to finish the Shalyad, would you? Oh, I don't know. Okay.
No. Again, the issue is the talking before you finish putting around your fingers. Okay, so what would be the situation if a person put on the shoyad in one place and he moved to a different place before he put on the shorosh? But that was his original intent. It wasn't like he was, you know, because if it wasn't his original intent, so it's considered that the act of changing is that his hesach hadash, he needed a new bracha. That was his intent. What's the halacha in that situation? If you gimel b'shabur shamlin yintalis, so he spoke about this before in a case where a person's putting on he made a bracha putting on his talis katan, intending to go on the talis gadol also, and he moved places between the two. But he made a bracha from one going for the other. Does the fact that he moved them between is not considered? In other words, so there. He brought a machloikis that he holds the ikur that shini makim requires a new bracha, even though there was no hesach hadas. He brought a chayadim which said that does not need a new bracha, and then he says you shouldn't make a bracha. Who didn't lin yaneinu? Now, if he did interrupt, the filah b'shagig, the mishabura says, so you would make the mechaber would say you make a bracha of al mitzas tefillin. Now, according to us. According to the minhag of the Ashkenazim, they follow the Ramah. The Ramah says, no, in our minhags, you always make two brachas. So the person who spoke, you'd make it, end up making three brachas. The bracha of Lohaniach a second time, and the bracha of Al-Mitzvahs. Ki tam shanam avorachim shtei brachas al-tefillin, b'loi dai b'birchas Lohaniach levad, who, the reason why we make two brachas, always, shanam sarbam shi'ik dikir tikun ha-brachas, elu kacho yisoh. That was the original takana. We hold the bracha of lanich is going on the shayat and the shorosh. Shuniach al shorosh umahatim lebarach nami al mitzvahs. She's all he gemar mitzvah. So this is exceptional. You're making a bracha on the gemar mitzvah also. But that's what we're always supposed to do. Hilchah memelim soch v'yisiach daitoy. So our last of the work, Gam Laniach al Shorosh, you have to make a bracha of Laniach and al mitzvahs on the Shorosh.
Over
Lasiyasin, both of them.
How does that work for the Rosh, the Shorosh?
In general, or in this specific case?
Well, you do make the bracha before it.
Right. So last of the work
before the
judgment, right? Now last of the work, so the Mishnah Berurah. Menachem Shimamashmish Oz Bishal Yad Lahaziza Mimkaimer Bechazek Akesher. וזה תחש רבי חזר להניח גם על השייד, ודמי כאילו הניח את השייד למשל רואה שתקופים זה לזה. So now we said before that even in a case where there's no bracha, part of our goal is that there should be an act of one act of havaya l'shneihem. So over here you lost that by speaking in between. So well, I have an eitzah. If you move the shayad out of its place and put it back in its place, so this new two new brachas, which you're going to do on the shorosh anyway, you're not moving the shayad for the bracha element. You're moving the shayad in order to gain the havaya achas l'shneihem. There'll be one act of putting on both at the same time. Bimberich v'loy mishmush. Yimash nachar bracha. Bain b'alacha. Mash kesal l'shem agarnim kivayger b'zeh. Okay. Comes along. Take a look at the bir alacha. The didan d'noigim. Fascinating bir alacha. I'm a shabur b'sev katlam abeid zinyan mishmush. He says he suggests this idea of mishmush moving the tefillin out of place, etc. V'dad agarnim kivayger masik b'chidushav. The besoch, yivarach tchila al shal rosh al mitzvahs, v'achar kach yimashish b'shal yad v'chazik hakesher yivarach lohaniach. V'zeh yetze yudei shitas rashi rabbeinu tam ayin shom. So he comes up with a fascinating idea, which you know, which we would not have thought of, that you'd make the bracha of al mitzvahs on the shal rosh, then you take the shal yad out of its place, and you make the bracha of l'honiach on the shayad. He says, if you make the bracha l'honiach right now, you put yourself into a machlokes, because according to the shita that you make, if you make the bracha of l'honiach again, right, so the Chazar Masakim make the bracha of al-mitzis, according to Mechaber, the Chazar Masakim and the bracha of al-mitzis when you spoke in between. Here the president went and said l'haniach a second time. So with Chazal also a second, the bracha l'haniach works for both. So why would you say al mitzvahs afterwards? If you say al mitzvahs in that situation, first, so you're mekayim l'alacha, according to everybody, you have to say al mitzvahs on the shal rosh. One, because you always say it according to the Ramah, and one because you spoke, so you have to say it according to the Mechaber also. Now the person moves his shalyad out of its place. So you move the shayad out of place, you have to make a new bracha. When you put it back on, you make a bracha l'haniach. Meanwhile, the haniach goes on the shorosh also. So you're mekayim the halacha of being make a bracha l'haniach on the shorosh. So you end up getting both brachas. Mr. Kveger is a chap. I don't think we do like Rav Kveger in that situation. I just enjoyed the chap of the thought process. Okay.
Now, if let's say, usually it doesn't happen in the shaliyat so much, it happens more when the shorosh started moved out of place. You put it on, you did everything right, you made your brachas, everything is good, and then you check it later and you see it moved. You know, you may have turned your head or whatever and it moved. You have to make a bracha when you put it
back. If it moved totally out of place, you would make a new bracha when you put it back on.
A new bracha when you put it back in place.
Yeah.
It has to be really out of place. It can't be just not totally.
Right, it means it totally, it's like it's the equivalent of it fell off. Be the equipment of right. Okay. Sif Yud. If the Shayah went out of place, you make a bracha l'haniach. The Shorosh. You make a bracha b'al mitzvahs. Probably make two brachas according to the Ramah. Im soch l'tfilin, eno chazim avorach. This halacha, if you interrupt, you have to make a bracha, but if the interruption was for the purpose of the tefillin, that's not considered a hafsik. Stop. New point. Im shama kadosh kedusha ben tefila shal yad, the tefila shal resh. A person came a little bit late, and they're already holding by saying the kadosh, or there's another minion there, and they're holding saying kedusha, and you're putting on tefillin, and you hear kedusha, and they're saying kedush, 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 and you just put on the shal yad, and you haven't put on the shal resh yet. Lo yafsik lanasim mohem. You don't interrupt. You don't answer. But what you do is shosik v'shemeya u'mechavan l'masharmim. So you do the act of shemeya ka'ayna, and you're to shemeya ka'ayna. You listen to what they're saying. Which is basically what we do. In the middle of Shonesa, the same thing. A person doesn't interrupt, but he stops and listens. I do want to point out that Rimershin points this out in the tshuva that... Well, he doesn't say. I'm giving you a little more background than Rav Moshe says. That halacha that you stop and you listen it's just like by kiddush Friday night. It only works if the person who's yotze kiddush somebody. He has come to be yotze. I have come to be yotze with him. So I'm stopping listening by kedusha. I haven't come to be yotze with him. But he has to come to be yotze me also. So if I can't hear the chazan, so the guy next to me I can hear very loud. He says it real loud, he's not has no kavanah to be yotze me. So the fact I can hear him would not be sufficient. The chazan, since he's put up by the amid with the specific intent of his job as much of the tzibur, so he can be much of the tzibur. So Moshe says what you listen to is to the chazan, not to the guy next to you. Now sometimes you can't hear the chazan because everybody's very, very loud. So Moshe says, at least by weekday, the proper act of the chazan, he should wait. Either, let's say, it's a very loud voice, that's fine, but he doesn't. He should wait till it's somewhat died down and then say out loud. The other hand, he shouldn't wait till everybody's finished totally and say it, because that means, he didn't include himself with the rest of the tzibur in saying Kedusha. And he also hits the child of saying Kedusha B'yachid. You're saying Kedusha B'yachid at that point in time. You're not part of the tzibur saying Kedusha, and you're just quiet, and everybody's finished. You say Kedosh, Kedosh, what are you doing? So Moshe says, you have to say it with the tzibur, but you have to say it when it's already dying down, so you have to aim for that sweet spot of that it's quiet enough that people can hear you, but they haven't finished totally, otherwise you're saying Kedusha B'yachidus. So that's relevant by over there. I mean, if you happen to be a chronic slow davener, which some people have that machla, and you're always worried about hearing the chazan, you can arrange with the guy next to you that he could have, who happens not, he doesn't have that machla, and he's not a chronic slow davener, right? So he can share my right to you. So then you made the arrangement. I had one of my Rebbeim mentors in Shiva, he was very slow davener. I mean, he made me look fast. But he always had the guy next to him with Mitzim and Kedusha. That was like the ongoing relationship, and whenever they get to Kedusha, he would listen to the guy next to him and say Kedusha. That's how he would do it. Just in the world, worry about having the chazan, hearing the chazan or not. Okay, something Mr. Brewer, Lama Gimel, Imsoch. Fil Imsoch, Ben Birchus, Lo Niach, Ben Hanochas, a Tfilin, Shayad, Gam, Kendin, Ahochi. So if it was a Tzar Tfilin, even if you spoke before, you did the mitzvah at all. In other words, you could argue maybe the reason why it's on a hefzik, you made the bracha Lo Niach, and you did the mitzvah. You're already holding the middle of doing a mitzvah, it's like a meal. You start the meal, speaking is not considered a hafzik. Before you start the meal, speaking is a hafzik. He said, no, since it's tzarech of the mitzvah, it's not considered a hafzik. The most obvious case of this is by Tkiya Shofar. We make a bracha, lishmo kol shofar, and shechiyon, everybody says amen. All of a sudden, the makri says Tkiya. That's a hafzik. The makri was mafzik, and seeing the Tkiya, the bracha, and the mitzvah. It's a tzarech mitzvah, so it's not a hafzik. If he spoke the Tzarech Tefillah, he doesn't go back. However, he'll learn shame the Tzarech Tefillah. It's not a chachila, it's just not makar b'diavad. Unless you have no other choice. That could be his only halacha in the bracha elements. It's not a bracha element, so he said, you shouldn't interrupt with the act of putting on tefillin. It's all part of the process of putting on tefillin. So that wouldn't be considered a hafzik. Okay.
So why don't you go back if you interrupt?
The tzarech, if you interrupt for the purpose of the tefillin. Okay, lo yafzik. Even if you heard Kaddish and Kedusha, you don't interrupt. Furthermore, if you hear somebody saying a bracha on tefillin, filanos amen al birchus tefillin shemavarach acher osur. An interruption, I'm saying amen, I'm putting on tefillin. Also the problem. Unless you're being yotze with the person, so then you would answer amen. You don't interrupt him together with the tzibur, you're shoysik. A person forgot, saying, he answered amen yitzmir rabba, a kedusha, a borachu, a shona amen al eitz a bracha sheshama, chayzum a borach, you have to make a new bracha in your tefillin. So the Bir Halacha's issue is, in that situation, would you make a bracha So you put on the shayyah, and then you spoke on the shayyah. You answered the Rab, whatever it was, but you shouldn't have. There is a sheet that told that you do. So he suggests in that situation, you should say just al mitzvahs and not both. What about a situation where it's cholamoid, or you're putting on a rental time, and it's saying Kaddish? So there's no, you're not supposed to, we said even that, you should not interrupt with speech between the Shayyad and the Shayyad. But here there's Kaddish being said, and there's no bracha issue. So yes, Shalakul Havzak Lanias Min Shre Rabba, Kedusha Baruchu Bamein. Yeah. So cholamoid, you should answer. But remember, we said that. So what's the issue of cholamoid? Because there's a din of havaya achas Hashem. You should be one act of putting both on. So what? I have a simple answer. The guy put on the shayad. They said they're holding the heishir rabba. The answer is heishir rabba. So what's? It doesn't take a rocket science to figure out to move the shayad out of place, put it back into place, and put on the shayrosh. So you have havaya achas Hashem. Right? There's no bracha issue in that situation. It's cholamoid. Achakach yosis shayad mimakarmay karem shiunech shayrosh kadei shiyeh havaya achas Hashem. Lishneim. Okay. I feel like I'm such a big shot. I don't think that I did myself. I remember the Shem said, oh, that's just a smart idea. Why do I think of myself? I don't know, but I didn't. So what do? You listen with quietly. So this is a fascinating machlokes. There's a Tosis and Brachas and Daf Chaf Aleph on a base. These are machlokes we showed him about. It's also machlokes and Tosis and Sukkah. If a Shemaiah is Ka'ona, so would I be? Am I allowed to interrupt my Shemoneh Esrei and listen and to Heshmer Rabba or to Kedusha? You know, once you pass and you don't interrupt and answer Heshmer Rabba, so why am I allowed to listen? Shemaiah Ka'ona. So Tosfos brings. I remember the protagonist of the Machlokes. Maybe it's Rabbeinu Tam says you don't listen because you would. It'd be a problem of a hefsek in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, Shemaiah Ka'ona, as much as it's true, that's called like you said it. So then it's called a hefsek. He tells his brings that Rashi said no. Rashi said that Shemaiah it works to be Yotze, but not to be considered half. You didn't speak. So God bless you, half sick, you were not sick. Shemaiah Ka'ona is a Kiddush that you can be Yotze with Shemaiah. So it's an interesting, might be told in the famous book because how Shemaiah Ka'ona works. Does it work as if you said, does it work that the Kiddush of Shemaiah Ka'ona is that Shemaiah is Ka'ona, but you're Yotze with Shemaiah, not with Aniyah. Right. That's a big machlokes. One example of it, there's a machlokes in the Chazanish and the Biskar Rav. Let's say I'm a Kayan and I don't have a very strong voice, and maybe my voice hurts, whatever it is. So I have a great idea. I'll go up there and say, I'll get up to next to the Kayan next to me, and he'll say Yiburachacha, and I'll be Shemaiah Kayan. I'll listen to him, and like I said, Yiburachacha. I didn't say a word. But Shemaiah Kayan, like I said, Yiburachacha. Why shouldn't it work? We got to create Megillah with that, and create a Torah with that, and Kiddush with that, and so why can't I be Yotze Birchas Kohanim with that? I'm a Kohen. And I said, Yevarechacha. I said, how do you say Yevarechacha? I said, with Shemaiah Kohen.
Because there's a pasuk, Kosev Baruch Hu is Beza Am Alahem, tell her to say it.
So the Brisker Rav says, you're Yotze Shemaiah Kohen, but there's a loch of it has to be Bekol Rav, or the more Lahem has to be Bekol Rav, it has to be loud enough they should hear it. And they can't hear it. So you're not Yotze. Chazani says, okay. So what you're telling me is really that it's not like you said it, it's just like you just listened. Okay. So now, he says Kiddush on a Kosher Yayin, and I'm listening to him. So exactly how did I say Kiddush on a Kosher Yayin? I just heard Kiddush, I didn't say it on a Kosher Yayin. Or I listened to the Megillah, it has to be said from a cloth. I don't have a cloth in front of me. So how did that work? The Torah says, the Kiddush of Mekon is that I'm totally connected to his Dibur, and he said Al-Yayin, and he said it from a cloth. So he said it, B'kol Rom. So what's the difference? So I'm using his Dibur B'kol Rom as if I said it. So I said B'kol Rom. So that's the machlokes in the Chazanish and the Brisker Rav. So that would be the same. Seemingly the same issue. We might be connected to this issue over here. It might say the Chazanim say it's not, but it's a fascinating question. How to differentiate between the two of them? Okay, Yud Aleph. Let's copy one more sif over here, and then we'll at least the machaber, and then we'll leave them shabbos for tomorrow. Achar shekosher shayad al azroya. So before you put the so the Machaber says you put it, you before you get around the wrapping around, you're wrapping the tefillin the way that it stays, you put on the shalrosh. Okay, fine. End of thought. New thought. Reish Mishaimer, Shah Sulhitzi Tilla Shalrosh Mehatik, Achate Tilla Shayad Monachas. They said no, that you don't even take it out of the bag until you put on the shayad totally. So let's say both there's no bag, or they're out of the bag already. The application that council would be, you don't unwrap the tefillah shorosh until you finish with the tefillah shayad. Fine. Some put on the shayad sitting and the shorosh standing. Our minig is we do both of them standing. Okay.
I think
No, the shayad sitting and the shorosh standing. That's what they do. Yeah. Okay, let's hold the mishaburus for tomorrow. So tomorrow is save.